This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's prime minister says the war on Hamas is far from over. This as the increasingly global conflict spills into 2024.
Body camera footage released by the Israel Defense Forces claims to show firefights between the country's military and Palestinian militants in the city of Khan Yunis in the Gaza Strip. This is the latest in a conflict that started when Hamas stormed Israel on October 7th, killing 1,200 people and kidnapping roughly 240 others. To date, the Hamas-controlled health ministry in Gaza says Israeli forces have killed more than 21,600 Palestinians in Israel's ongoing strikes. And while much of the world has called for a humanitarian ceasefire to bring aid into Palestinian territories, U.S. President Joe Biden has so far resisted pressuring his Israeli counterpart to act to stop the fighting. Arash Arabsadi, VOA News.
The Israeli strikes in central Gaza killed at least 35 people, according to hospital officials, as fighting raged across the tiny enclave a day after the prime minister said the war will continue for many more months, resisting the international calls for a ceasefire. The U.S. military says its forces opened fire on Houthi rebels after they attacked a cargo ship in the Red Sea, killing several of them.
U.S. Central Command says the crew of the USS Gravely Destroyer first shot down two anti-ship ballistic missiles fired at the Singapore-flagged Maersk Hangzhou late Saturday. The U.S. Navy says four small boats attacked the same cargo ship with small arms fire early Sunday, and rebels tried to board the vessel. Central Command says the attackers fired on helicopters from the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower, and the helicopters fired back, sinking three of the four boats. No damage to U.S. personnel or equipment was reported.
This is VOA News. There are new threats from the head of North Korea. AP correspondent Shelley Adler with details.
Unvowed to launch three additional military spy satellites, produce more nuclear materials, and introduce attack drones in 2024. State media also says he called for overwhelming war readiness to cope with U.S.-led confrontational moves. Kim's comments made during a Workers' Party meeting to set state goals for next year suggests he'll intensify a run of weapons tests ahead of the 2024 presidential election. Observers say Kim believes a boosted nuclear capability would give him another chance for high-stakes diplomacy with the U.S. to win sanctions relief if former President Trump returns to the White House. I'm Shelley Adler.
Nearly 150 Rohingya refugees, mostly hungry and weak women and children, reached a beach in Indonesia's northern Sumatra province after weeks at sea, according to officials. The group of 53 men, 39 women, and 55 children arrived on the beach late Saturday, according to the village head. A rickety, leaky wooden boat that brought them from Bangladesh was moored on a lighthouse island not far from the village. Five among the refugees were sick after the long journey, and residents gave them food and water while they waited for instructions from immigration and local officials and how to decide where to take them. Xi Jinping says China will surely be reunited with self-ruled Taiwan in New Year's address.
China's, quote, reunification with Taiwan is inevitable, President Xi Jinping said in his New Year's address on Sunday, striking a stronger tone than he did last year, with less than 2 weeks to go before the Chinese claimed island elects a new leader. Last year, Xi said only that people on either side of the strait are, quote, members of one and the same family, and that he hoped people on both sides will work together to, quote, jointly foster lasting prosperity of the Chinese nation. China considers Taiwan to be its, quote, sacred territory and has never renounced the use of force to bring it under Chinese control, though Xi made no mention of military threats in his speech carried on state television. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Congo's President Felix Tshisekedi has won re-election with more than 70% of the vote. Country's election commission made that confirmation on Sunday as opposition candidates and their supporters questioned the validity of the results. Preliminary results of the December 20th election were announced in the capital amid demands from the opposition and some civil society groups for the vote to be rerun due to massive logistical problems that they said undermined the balloting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.